This is Tasting Bhakti Rasa. So yoga means meeting of Radha and Krishna, and Viyoga means no meeting. So last week we discussed Viyoga separation, and how the Mantris are feeling separation, and it was discussed. So now we're discussing union, which is called yoga or sambhog. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu describes the sambhog ras, the rapture of union of Krishna and his devotees, into three categories: siddhi, sthiti, and tushti. So the first one is known as siddhi, which means perfection or attainment, and the second category is satisfaction, tushti, and the third category is security or sthiti. Siddhi refers to the attaining of Krishna as a stage of eagerness called udkanta, such as the first meeting with Krishna. Satisfaction, tushti, refers to meeting, reunion with Krishna after temporary separation. And security, sthiti, refers to constantly being in Krishna's association. The word sthiti means place, like sthiti means place or situation. So being a place where you're always with Krishna, that's a third type of union called, third type of yoga called sthiti. These are technical terms, but he describes each of them individually now. This is the first attainment of the object of love. In other words, the first time Radharani meets Krishna or Gopi meets Krishna, it's called siddhi. This is from Sangeet Madhav by Prabhupada Saraswati.
One
anxiety-ridden mandri or sadhaka. No anxiety, no tension. Your name is Madhurika now. You got changed yesterday. So much honey's coming out, so Marali became honey, Madhurika. Marilika became Madhurika.
Like many years ago, when I had not name spiritual, I want my name
Madhurika. Acha. That's really cool. That's nice. Nice bit of history. So this Manjari, Kinkari, she doesn't desire anything else but having sexual darshan of Radha Krishna. So consequently, she fell down at the feet of her Guru Sakhi. And then she fell down at the feet of Radharani's other dearest Sakhis and cried out, "Oh dear Sakhis, oh Priya Sakhis." Not Sakhi Priya, Priya Sakhi. "Oh Priya Sakhis, I can no longer be peaceful. Please tell me where I can find that pair of lovers. I can find them enjoying their pastimes." Seeing the depths of this Navadasi's emotion, the Sakhi's hearts melted with affection and replied to her. So this is an example of siddhi for the Manjari. The Manjari attaining siddhi in Prakat Lila of Krishna, which means the first meeting of the Manjari with Radha and Krishna. It's perfection of yoga. It's called siddhi, means first attainment of Radha and Krishna. So, seeing how emotional that Manjari was, the Sakhi's hearts melted and they replied to her, Then these Sakhis showed that young Manjari the sweetly smiling Krishna and his beloved. who is the eternal source of his own pleasure. The Manjari's eyes darted excitedly in all directions like a Chikori bird. As the Sakis showed that Manjari the forms of Radha and Krishna, they sang a song. But remember, in Goloka, every word is a song. Every step is a dance. We get reminded of that with some members of our group. Every step is a dance. You gotta put a garland on a picture, even that's a dance. Cute. As they say on the internet, absolute cuteness. They show some pictures of a cute little baby and people write a comment, absolute cuteness. One second, just see Gokulendra Sutta, the son of Nandamaraj. He's standing, embraced by Radharani. Krishna's beauty mocks that of Cupid. Just look, Sakhi, at Radha's enchanting beautiful hair braids entwined with a garland of Malika flowers. Radharani's bosom is covered with a handsome bodice and a jeweled necklace. Radharani is absorbed in her amorous affairs with Krishna, by which she fills the universe with waves of unlimited delight. Oh, inexperienced girl, that means Navadasi, she's just entering Rakat Lila, having her first meeting around Krishna, so she doesn't have any experience. Oh, inexperienced Kinkari, see the fresh youth of Vrindavan trembling as Krishna is being beaten by the waves of nectar arising from the contact with Radha's body. That's a nice way of describing Krishna's embracing Radharani, and there's so much nectar in Radharani's transcendental form. Amrit Sarup, Mahabhav Srupini, there's so much bhav, it's coming like waves in the ocean. Like some people go down to the ocean and they deliberately stand there to get knocked over by the waves. And they stand up to their knees and the waves come and knock them on the beach, on the butt, and they get up again, they get knocked down again, get up again. People like to play in the ocean. But even when adults go to the beach, they become like children. They become very playful. I know myself. I don't know if I become or I just am, I guess. We used to go on yachts in the wintertime when I was leaving Braj up until about 2012 or so. Like in the winter, they had winter break in school, so we take about 20 people and go to Jagannath Puri for the winter. It was a little cold then, but you know, the spirit of enjoyment doesn't know temperature. The spirit of enjoyment can't be restricted by temperature. So we weathered the cold and became just like kids. Everybody enjoyed like anything. One wife of one, without mentioning any names, all the girls, all the housewives were standing in the waves, and then one wave knocked the guy's wife down. She disappeared under the ocean. And he was laughing. She was laughing. And he didn't do anything. And she was not very happy under the water. She was like inside her whirlpool washing machine, you know, getting wet, ripped around. So one of the other men, more compassionate, empathetic type men, rescued her. She looked like a wet rat when she came out of the water. Hair was all crazy. All full of sand. Duly embarrassed. But Radharani's body, waves of nectar coming out of her body, and Krishna shivering in delight, experiencing those waves. And this is all being pointed out to the Manjari by the Sakis. Radharani herself, she is dizzy from the lusty desires welling up inside her and her eyes are reddened as if Radharani is intoxicated. Radharani's every bodily part is enlivened with happiness and covered with standing hair, her hair is standing on end. As the young Manjari looks at Shyamasundara, the chief of youthful cowards, she begins to ask herself, what am I seeing? Could this be the moon god? No, no, were it so, why would he be wandering around here in Braj? Then this must be a dark tamal tree. No, trees don't walk so enchant, can't walk or talk enchantingly. Could this be a fresh new rain cloud I'm seeing? Is it possible? The perhaps is the autumn full moon. Looking at Radharani, the Manjari thought, is this Kandarbha's, the prana of Kandarbha himself, the life force prana? Perhaps Radharani is the life and soul of Madhusudan. That's his prana of Krishna. Radharani is Krishna's pranashri. She could be, this Radharani could be the embodiment of the seed of all loveliness in the universe, the personification of the Devi of Ananda Ras. These poets have a way of describing things. Then again, perhaps Radharani is the wealth of amorous love who has become, has appeared, has manifested as wandering in Brajavan. It seems to the Manjari that the jewel of her very being has divided into two and taken two separate forms outside of her body. Gazing at the divine youthful couple, that Nava Manjari, new Manjari, becomes immersed in the ocean of praying. A few minutes later, the Manjari regains her composure and her eyes fill with tears of ecstasy. She begins to worship Radharani's lotus feet with the following prayer. O Radhe, you are dear to Krishna as his own life. I adore you because you're an unequaled ocean of rapture. You eternally enjoy pastimes in the secret groves of Vrindavan forest. Please make me a servant of your lotus feet. Teach me the songs which you have written yourself and reveal to me the deep feelings inside your song, along with the artistic gestures which accompany them, so I can sing them for you and Krishna's pleasure. Because this new Manjari has been able to approach Radharani through the mercy and direct order of her guru, remember that. The bribe window is open. You can make bribe deposits. Put in a good word for you. It's the order of Guru and Radha's other intimate sakis. There is no fault in the Manjari's apparently independent prayer for service. But she's praying directly to Radharani, engaging in service. She's not praying, O Guru Dev, please engage in Radharani's service. She's praying directly. There's another prayer by another Manjari in Sanghi Madhav. O Radhe, when a young prince of Vrindavan holds you tightly to his chest again and again with trembling arms and his radiance makes your body even more glorious, then just glance upon me mercifully and make my life successful by giving me some seva. Glance at me and make my life successful by giving me some seva. Not, oh my God, this is my guru on the phone. I think he's going to ask me to do some seva. I better put on silent. Airplane mode. That's not the way. So this Manjari is praying in Sanghi Madhav, please make my life successful by giving me a chance to do some seva. She Seeing the intensity of emotion in the new mandri, Radharani, who by nature is affectionate to devotees, felt her own eyes fill with tears as her natural affections increased. So Radharani responds to the bhav and feelings of the mandris. So Radharani can understand the hearts of her mandris, and she responds accordingly by increasing her own affection. The mandri has tears of petition and tears of submission in her seva-filled eyes and heart. Radharani feels that, so she starts crying herself. And then with her beautiful body, Radharani embraces new mandri. As a result, the mandri becomes overwhelmed with joy. The mandri then turns to Radharani's supreme object of affection, Govinda, and prays to him with the following words. O Madhav, O Ananda Sarup, O Vrindavan, Prince of Vrindavan, your teeth are as beautiful as Vaikuntha flower petals. Your slightly smiling face is like a blooming lotus blossom, which attracts the entire world. You are the original source of all happiness. Please drench me in the nectar of your service to Radharani's lotus feet. So even when a mandri approaches Krishna, she doesn't say, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. So Krishna, you're really nice, you're really beautiful, have beautiful teeth, and beautiful smile and everything. Can you do me a favor? Oh yeah, what? Engage me in Radharani's service. All glories to you, Shama Sundar. May you ever be victorious. You defeat millions and billions and billions of cubits with your slightest sweet flirtatious gesture. You are more coolingly radiant than the autumn moon. O smiling one, bless me with service to your most dear Radharani's lotus feet. Who are you, Krishna? You are the amorous plaything of Radha. Mandri doesn't say Ishwara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Rupa. Not Jagadish Jagannath, Jagadishwara. Who are you? You are amorous plaything of Radharani, who is the ocean of Rasa Sindhu. Your body is overwhelmed by cubits distractions. That's a nice way to describe it. Cubits distractions. It's like saying, I'm really agitated. I'm burning with lust and going crazy. I'm being overwhelmed by cubits distractions. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, madam. I'm being overwhelmed by cubits distractions. Yeah, well, I see it. It looks like it. You're really overwhelmed by those distractions. Maybe my attractions have something to do with your distractions. You have attractions, I have distractions. One attraction plus two attractions equal distraction. This is cubits mathematics. You are the embodiment of bliss, supreme bliss, please. Please make me a handmaiden of Radharani, who is dearer to you than life. After this initial meeting, the mandri enters the Nityalila of Radha Krishna, Aprikot Vrindavan. So first this meeting, what we describe, these prayers, this crying, this emotion in the eyes, this begging the Guru Sakhi, and begging Radharani for service, and begging Krishna for Radharani's service. So having a sadhguru, mandri and sadhguru, and sadhaka vesh, and then now it describes meeting, I guess. So That's Ezra's new section. Okay. Hearing his heartfelt words in the Manjari. I think she even left her body and went to Africa. Govinda looked at her with smiling lotus eyes, bathing her in a rainfall of his full affection. That's nice. Nice expression. Bathing you, being bathed in a rainfall of full affection. After that, by the mercy of Radha and Krishna, the Manjari became increasingly expert in all kinds of intimate sevas, so much that they always kept her nearby. So this is apricot leader. She was, so the previous, apparently what we were reading before was this Manjari had attained prema, became a sadhana siddhaka Manjari, and she had sporti, had darshan of Radha and Krishna, and she became all emotional and prayed for them. And her Guru Sakhi also appeared at that time in the Swarthi and introduced her to Radharani and Krishna, and she prayed to them. And then she left her body, gave her body, entered into the... Now she's in into the again, because it happens that fast. If you have one body, you accept the next body. When you're praying, there's no, you don't go to Petri Loka or Yamapuri or anything. There's no 1 year gap, you know, they do pinned after 1 year, someone dies and all that. It's true, you're gone. You enter the spiritual world immediately. So she became expert in all kinds of intimate service. I mean, she's being trained by all the psychics and mandaries in the spiritual world. So much that Radha Krishna always kept her nearby. She was then able to take full shelter and seva and see the pastimes to which even the most confidential sakis and relatives of Krishna cannot see. Special privilege of the Manjaris. A little more. This is the second time of yoga meeting. That was called Yoga City. Yoga City in Bhakti Bhajan, which our definition is Yoga City and Yoga Shastra, Patanjali, Yoga Sutras, is to attain mystic cities. But Yoga City, yoga in our case, means perfection of meeting. Yoga means joining, meeting, connecting. So connecting, becoming a siddha, attaining siddha and bhajan. It's called siddhavasta. Siddhavasta happens at the level of prema. Then you get saksha, darshan, Radha Krishna. And begin, and then shortly after, you go your body and continue your nitya seva, making flower garlands or other such things. Chandan seva, etc. Making flower beds, paying feet, chamara seva. So many things are done. Busy world. Everyone's on their tiptoes there. No, you're training us up. Okay. This is a description of tushti, which means meeting after temporary separation and the satisfaction that brings. Like sometimes we meet on Sunday, we don't meet for until another 7 days. So we feel really satisfied when we meet each other, maybe. Maybe not. It depends on the individual. This takes place in Govinda Lila Amrita and Madhyan Lila at Radhakund. Shri Radhakund ki jai. This describes the Madhyan Lila Radhakund. Radharani was expressing her intense desire to meet with Krishna. Tulsi Manjari appeared amongst the sakis carrying Krishna's gunja mala and chabak flower buds, which she had given to her to bring for Radharani. Giving these gifts to Lita, Tulsi Manjari told Radharani everything that Krishna was doing. Then Lita took the presents given by Krishna, which were indications that he would soon be meeting with Radha. They were so, these this Champak flower and Gunjamala were very alluring because Krishna's bodily fragrance was still lingering on those articles. Lalita placed the Champak buds behind Radharani's ears and the string of Gunja beads on her breast. The mere touch of these items felt to Radharani like direct contact with Krishna's body. That's where you're describing one class how service is personal. You're in your painting. You're painting the feet, you're there, you're on the feet. So these are non-sentient beings, but they're carrying a consciousness, they're carrying direct perception of Krishna. When you touch these items, felt to Radha as if she was directly contacting Krishna's body. As a result, Radharani thrilled with ecstasy and the hairs on her body stood erect, shivering in ecstasy. Radharani immediately got up to run out to meet Krishna, but managed to compose herself upon realizing he wasn't physically there. She smelled his fragrance. She felt these items. Oh, he's here. Well, let me go embrace him. He was a Manasi Ganga. He was in Kusuma Sarovar. Tulsi Mata just came from Kusuma Sarovar. And Krishna, Tulsi ran like lightning to get the items. And Krishna's taking his time, you know. He's sightseeing, walking like a drunken elephant, tight-skated elephant. Similar verses found in Krishna Bhavanamrita. This time it's not Tulsi Mandri, it's Rupa Mandri. With the Champak flower garland from Krishna that Krishna had given Rupa Mandri, Rupa Mandri came carrying a Champak flower garland that Krishna made himself to give to Radharani. And Rupa Mandri offered it to draped around Radharani's neck. How amazing the effects of lifeless objects. As soon as Radharani felt the touch of Krishna's mala, she became practically lifeless. She who had become practically lifeless was now rejuvenated. This describes Radharani's Rachik Leela. In the evening time, this is not Rachik, this is Shine Leela. When Radharani was burning up with a fever of separation from Krishna, the Sakis tried to reduce her temperature, but they met with failure. This is Bhavanamrita. They placed her lighter down on soft lotus stems and they covered her with sandalwood paste mixed with camphor and fresh ushira roots. There's some kind of root from some plant which is very cooling. And as soon as they put the sandalwood paste mixed with camphor, which makes it more cooling, it became merely cracked within a moment of being placed in Radharani's divine form. So there's Chandan Seva. There's different kinds of winter Chandan. What does winter Chandan have mixed in it? Keshar, saffron. Saffron is heating. And camphor in the summer. So many different varieties of sandalwood paste. You have scented sandalwood paste. You put rose scent inside also. That depends on your cleverness of your meditation. Everything expands, like what kind of flower garland you're gonna make. Many different million combinations. 50 chamber flowers, 10 roses,
Because from Krishna's neck to his ankle, a lot of flowers to keep you busy. So Radharani is burning up in separation from Krishna. When Lita was just becoming frustrated as to what to do to relieve Radharani, then one Manjari came from Nandishwar. He was Vilasini Manjari. Was it Vilasini? Lita told her to pour a few drops of news about Krishna in her ear, which she knew were like the elixir of life and quickly would quickly revive Radharani. As soon as Radharani heard the description of Krishna, she regained consciousness and said, "Oh Sakhi," Radharani said, "Oh Sakhi, while sleeping, I dreamed the great cloudburst of ambrosia drenched my ears. These ears, which were like sun-baked, like a sun-baked, lifeless desert, has suddenly become fertile. What can I say? This desert is now giving me pleasure and is a source of coolness instead of dry, parching heat." Lita smiled gently and answered, "Sweet face Radharani, that was no dream. Tulsi Manjari just came from Yashoda Rani's palace with good news about your lover and whispered it in your ears. The Manjis will bring news of, like we speak Harikata, the microphone, the amplifier, all that stuff. The Manjis speak Harikata, they whisper in her ear. They whisper in Radharani's ear. That's a really sweet and covenantal thing to meditate on. When, when I get the opportunity to whisper, Radharani's fainted in separation, I'll revive her with a mantra, sound vibration. Like what revives you from sapna?
Sound.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alarm
clock or a phone or whatever you use. Some bell, some noise. So Radharani is sleeping in the rapture of unconscious separation from Krishna. Rapture of unconsciousness in separation from Krishna. So she hears someone whispering some Madhurya Harikata in her ear. And that's how she wakes up. Nice. Reminded me of something funny. Lita Sakhi says, "No dream." When Radharani heard these words of Lita, she turned towards Tulsi Manjari and said, "Oh my Priya Sakhi, Tulsi, repeat everything you said and pass by my agitated mind. Upon receiving this order from her mistress, from her Swamini, Tulsi Manjari began to recite the events and activities of Krishna during his Pradosh Leela in Nandagram, or the Shaina Leela, just the evening. So, we'll continue more next week on that. Next week we stiti, yoga stiti, we fix, we always moving, being always in the association with Krishna.